And now dictation for Margaret Rosario, March 8, 1971. Address as a letter to Shelley, Shelly, France, FRANTZ, PA, 775-4600. Dear Mrs. Franz, a follow-up for Mrs. Rosario, who has advanced chronic kidney disease from diabetic nephropathy hypertension. Comes accompanied with a friend, legally blind, some nausea, epigastric discomfort, denies dysphagia vomiting, denies blood melena, although given the decreased eyesight, that's a concern. She complains of chest pain and dyspnea on activity over the last few days, resolve when she's resting, no palpitations or syncope, although feels weak. Minimal cough, no sputum production, has not required any oxygen. Weight, appetite is stable. No changes in urination, cloudiness or blood. Minor incontinence, there is nocturia 3 or 4 times. Supposed to be doing salt restriction. No major edema, no claudication symptoms. Denied smoking alcohol, other review system negative. She did not bring medications or a list. We called your office and get a report. At the same time, from all those medicines, it's not clear to me what she is or not doing it. Next paragraph, pressing weight 216. Blood pressure was 168/80. I repeated, similar number, obesity, lungs are clear without RAL, which is consolidation, pleural effusion, no growth arrhythmia, no pericardial RAP, epigastric discomfort, but no distension, peritonitis, or gross ascites, minor edema, normal speech, non-focal. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries are from October 11, just a few days ago. The creatinine at that time was 2.6, comparing to March, an improvement at that time was 3.0. Present GFR represents 21 to stage 4. There was normal sodium potassium. There is low bicarbonate 20 with a high chloride 114, low albumin 2.8, corrected calcium in the low side, phosphorus elevated 5.1. She was taking Renvela, and I wonder if that's causing gastric irritation. Normal white blood cell platelets, anemia 8.9 with an MCB of 82. Does have 2+ of blood and 3+ of protein in the urine, no bacteria, no white blood cells. There is a prior CT scan angiogram, negative for pulmonary emboli. This is from August with IV contrast. And also a CT scan, abdomen and pelvis, also with contrast. In that opportunity, kidneys without obstruction and no abnormalities on the urinary bladder. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Advanced diabetic nephropathy, presently stage 4. No indication for dialysis. Continue to monitor on a regular basis. I will consider early education about advanced kidney disease, as well as preparing with an AV fistula. At this moment, however, her epigastric discomfort is quite significant. She is requesting to be evaluated in the emergency room, which I agree. We need to rule out pancreatitis, as well as any gastritis or ulcers, requesting to place the phosphorus binders on hold. Next number, she does have low albumin, severe proteinuria, and related to diabetic nephropathy. Next number, severe anemia, iron studies needs to be updated before EPO treatment is given. Next number, metabolic acidosis with high chloride, clinically stable. Next number, mineral bone abnormalities, placing right now the phosphorus binders on hold. Next number, hypertension, is not clear what medication she's really taking. Next number, she has symptoms suggestive of angina on activity, progressive, although at the same time there is multiple intercurrent problems, including anemia, which might be exacerbating the problem. There is no documented coronary artery disease. At some point needs further workup. Is my understanding a few years back cardiac cath was negative. Next number, she denies smoking alcohol now, but she has a heavy history of smoking and alcohol in the past and prior episodes of pancreatitis. I'm not aware of chronic liver disease or esophageal varices. All issues discussed with the patient and friend. We'll see what emergency room evaluation shows. We will try to follow as outpatient on the next few weeks. End of dictation.